AT Safety's Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the show and let you know what you're in for. Common Sense Preparedness was designed to give the American public the much-needed information on how to manage and respond to any type of disaster we might face, natural, man-made, or personal. We will not tell you who to vote for or talk about conspiracy theories or when the world is going to end, but we'll get you ready in case that does happen. During this show, you'll be exposed to current emergency information from government and non-government sources, and we will talk about the true important information that everyone needs to know. First aid, CPR, what is a tornado, what to do during an earthquake, how to prepare a family emergency plan, a family emergency communication plan, how to hunt, fish, how to build a fire, what to do in case of power outages. The show will be hosted by myself, Tim Howard, and a variety of guests who will come and share their expertise with us. Nowadays, everywhere you look, someone is an expert. Just because someone writes a book or runs a blog does not make them an expert. However, my credentials? Well, they're pretty extensive with over 25 years field experience as a chemical biological warfare instructor, firefighter, correctional safety manager, area safety manager, safety inspector. I have been associated with various federal, state, and local governments. Currently, I'm associated with the FEMA think tank, OSHA Field Councils, and HE Safety Consultants. I have received numerous awards and citations throughout my career with the United States Air Force, U.S. Department of Justice, founding member of the United States Department of Homeland Security, and the U.S. Department of Labor. What does this mean? Well, it means you'll get reliable, verifiable information, not paranoia theories. I will share the experiences I have seen in the field since 1986, and I will be able to explain some of the why things are happening. Before we go any further, any information that you hear on the show or find on csp.hesafety.org is to be taken as informational only. We are not legal or medical advisors. We are here to give you alternate information to get you to think about things and use your own common sense to make your decisions. We do suggest that you talk to your personal medical and legal advisors to help you make a well-rounded, informative decision. Our website, csp.hesafety.org, has been designed to give you more information than can be found on this program. The website is free, so stop on by and begin your research with Common Sense Preparedness. You can download or review any of the past shows from our website and comment on any of the news articles that you may see. Also, please show some love to our sponsors. It is because of them we are able to reach you and offer you this life-saving information. Our sponsors have been selected based on the quality of service they offer to our listening audience. They are the vendors that should be of most interest to you. Common Sense Preparedness' mission is not to sell you anything, but instead it is to save as many lives as we can. It is sad to hear about any life being lost when it was avoidable. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness at csp.hesafety.org.
Welcome to Common Sense Prepare. With your host, Mike and Bob, Tim Howard.
Thanksgiving Day is the start of the holiday seasons, a time for goodwill, cheer, family fun, peace and joy. It's also a time that we forget some basic safety items and thus put ourselves at risk that is very unnecessary. Common Sense Preparedness would like to remind you of some of the simple safety items to ensure that we have a safe and happy holiday season this year. Some of those risks that we put ourselves at are home fires, choking, burns, food safeties, and DUIs. Now, let's start with DUIs, alcohol consumption. During most family gatherings, people drink. Nowadays, during the holidays, all police departments are out in force looking for the impaired driver. I know for myself, some of my family comes over, I need to drink. So you got to monitor that. It's not bad to drink, but you got to be responsible. That's the whole idea, responsibility. If you serve alcohol, take the keys.
or have a designated driver to take everyone home. You know, do it in multiple trips if you have to. Or make arrangements with a cab company. A lot of times during the holiday season, the cab companies will, for a very reasonable price, be on call for you to take anybody home. They don't want to see anyone drunk driving either, because they're the ones on the road too. They're at risk. Here are some facts about DUIs. Now, every state is different, so your local area is probably different, but this is pretty much a median for everything. Over 40% of fatal automobile accidents are alcohol-related during holidays. One person is killed every half hour due to drunk driving. Each year, approximately 16,000 people are killed in alcohol-related crashes. Every other minute, a person is seriously injured in an alcohol-related crash. Approximately 30% of all Americans, that's a lot, will be in an accident involving alcohol. 30% of Americans, so we have, 300 million? So we're looking at probably 90 million Americans having some type of accident involving alcohol, whether they're drinking or someone else is drinking. The cost. About 2/3 of all DUI convictions are for first-time offenders. I won't get caught. Yeah, right. Estimated minimum total fines, all put together, is $45,435. Your license is suspended for 3 months if you're an adult. If you're a teenager, 1 year. There is mandatory jail time, and you will be on probation for 3 years. And depending on how serious the accident is, you're looking at a possible murder conviction or manslaughter. Your cab fees for a ride home, average, $20. Now you do the math. What would you rather do? You know what? I will have a cab on, give me a ride home in a heartbeat. Now that's all about drunk driving and DUIs. Trust me, the police will be out there looking for you. They're heavy out during the holidays, and the holidays start Thanksgiving night. Some of the other things we're going to be looking at during these holiday seasons, home fires. Thanksgiving Day has more than double the number of home cooking fires than the average day, according to the U.S. Fire Administration. In fact, each year, more than 4,000 fires occur on Thanksgiving Day alone, 90% of which are caused by unattended cooking. To help prevent some home fires, Common Sense Preparedness suggests the following tips. Keep pot holders and food wrappers at least 3 feet away from the heat source while cooking your stove. Wear tight-fitting clothing with short sleeves when cooking. You don't want to catch yourself on fire. Make sure all stoves, ovens, and ranges have been turned off when you leave the kitchen, or have somebody in the kitchen monitor it. Set timers to keep track of the turkeys and other food items that require extended cooking times. Follow all manufacturer guidelines regarding the appropriate use of appliances. So, the stove is an appliance. What's the common way? What's the appropriate manufacturer guidelines for that? You know what I'm saying? After guests leave, designate a responsible adult to walk around the home and make sure that all candles and smoking materials are extinguished. A lot of people will drop a cigarette, not tell you about it, and you got a fire. Don't reach across fryers, stoves, or other hot surfaces and materials. Use pot holders when handling pots. Use caution around steam and boiling water. Duh. Protect your face and arms when lifting pot lids. Now here's a good trick for it. When removing a cover from a boiling pot, expose the far side of the pot first. This releases the steam that way, not into your face. And yes, steam will burn you. Turn pan handles to the side so they don't get bumped or snagged on clothing. But keep them clear of other burners. You don't want to heat those handles up. And plus, it makes it to where the kids can't get a hold of it. Before microwaving food, vent the container by lifting the edge of the cover at one of the corners. Use caution when opening covered containers that have been in the microwave, and open them away from your face first. If you are simmering, baking, roasting, or boiling food, check it regularly, remain in the home while the food is cooking, and use a timer to remind you that you're cooking. I don't know how many times I've seen that someone will walk away from the stove and forget they're cooking something. They get used to the family and they get involved and they just forget. Be alert. You won't be alert if you're sleepy or taking medication or drugs or if consumed alcohol that makes you drowsy. So that means the cook doesn't get any beer or any alcohol until after the cooking is done. Have a kid-free zone, at least 3 feet away around the stove and areas where hot food or drink is being prepared or carried. And you know what? Here's one that I've seen, and I can't believe it. Never hold a child while you're cooking, drinking, or carrying hot food and liquids. Guess who's going to get burned first? The child. So you don't want to do that.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on theprepperpodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at cspdb.com. Common Sense Preparedness brought to you in part by PatriotMusic.com.
America is known the world over for its passion for freedom and individual rights. If you love your country as much as I do, and if you'd like to hear great music inspiring this passion, check out PatriotMusic.com. Download music from three great albums, including a new album just released, with a cover you won't forget. PatriotMusic.com.
Hi, this is Matt Fitzgibbons with PatriotMusic.com. You're listening to Common Sense Preparedness with Tim Howard.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team. Preparing one person, one community, one country at a time. Providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support. Health care and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Rocky Mountain Survival Gear, your complete source for all things camping and prepping. They recognize the need of many people in the United States struggling to put together survival packs, not knowing where to start or what they need. So Rocky Mountain Survival Gear will be offering customized bug-out bags, emergency kits, and 72-hour bags to fit your specific needs. All you need to do is click on the items you need, and they'll put it together for you. Remember, once a disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. So prepare now for the future with Rocky Mountain Survival Gear. Contact them at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that's 720-244-9701.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new sponsorship from foodinsurance.com. We have looked all around at emergency food suppliers, and foodinsurance.com has become one of the most dependable and trustworthy food vendors out there. Foodinsurance.com is even offering all Common Sense Preparedness listeners special access to exclusive deals by clicking on the foodinsurance.com banner that appears on our website or by visiting foodinsurance.com/commonsense. Common Sense Preparedness finds it an honor to recommend foodinsurance.com to our listeners.
Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at cspdb.com.
Now, burns. The most common burns you're going to see during Thanksgiving and the holidays is first-degree burns. It's a minor or superficial type of burn. This type of burn produces stinging redness to the affected area. Cool the area down by running it under cold water until the heat reduces and then cover it with a loosely fitting sterile dressing. Our medical kit's got to be up to date here. Now, another type you'll find, but this is not so common, is second-degree burns. This is when you really screw up. A second-degree burn will be identified by blisters in the burn area. This is a more serious and will need medical attention right away. If you receive second-degree burns, cover the burn area with a loose-fitting sterile dressing and transport to the hospital as soon as possible. Don't try and break the blisters. The blisters is the body's natural way of cooling down the burn area. So leave them alone. Just put a loose-fitting cloth on it or gauze on it. Try and give it a little bit of added protection to the burn area and get them to the hospital. Now, another medical emergency we'll see is choking. One of the most common causes of choking is talking while eating. Everybody's talking during the holidays. And they're enjoying themselves and having a good time, and someone will laugh or whatever the case may be. So you might see choking. If you feel as if the food may be caught in your throat and didn't go down, never leave the room. Stay where others can see you and help you if your airway becomes blocked. Do not panic. I know that's a rough one and it's a tough one to do. But the universal sign for choking is both hands around your throat. Don't run away. A lot of people get embarrassed and they try and leave the room to get it unblocked. And a lot of times what happens is medical people go to the bathrooms and find a person dead because they choked to death because they ran away and no one knew they were choking. So stay in a room and wait and let someone else help you. To help someone who is choking, verify that the person is choking first by asking them, "Are you choking?" I know, it sounds like a stupid question, but you have to ask. Once you know the person is unable to cough, speak, or breathe, then you have a full blockage, and you have to call 911 and begin the Heimlich maneuver. However, if the person can cough, or talk, or wheeze, encourage them to choke it out. That's called a partial blockage, and they can cough it out. Now, if you're alone, you can perform the Heimlich maneuver on yourself, just as you would with someone else. Thrust can be administered by pressing your abdomen firmly against an object such as the back of a chair, just above your belly button. Now, for those who don't know how to do the Heimlich maneuver, real quick, as you take you cup your hands somewhere in between the belly button and the rib cage, in the middle somewhere, do a J motion, in and out, in and up, in and up. And that, what you're doing there is you're trying to manipulate the diaphragm to expel all the air in the diaphragm through the lungs and the esophagus to push anything out. And if you can't get it out, what is going to happen is the person will pass out, and then you begin CPR. Now check our website at cspdb.com for more information on how to do the CPR and the Heimlich maneuver. Now another medical tip we're going to have is cuts and abrasions. What to do if you have cuts and abrasions. If you cut yourself during food preparation, infection is going to be your worst enemy right now, because uncooked food is covered in bacteria. If the bleeding is squirting, that means you cut an artery, and you got to apply direct pressure immediately and call 911. You have to go to the hospital on this one, because an arterial bleed will kill you. If the blood is oozing from the cut, wash it with soap and water. Nothing works better than soap and water, and warm water, actually, when cleaning out a cut. If the victim feels weak or dizzy, call 911 and treat for shock. And once you've got the area washed out, then you want to put a bandage on it and some gauze. If the cut is jagged or does not close together, or you see some soft tissue below the skin, the victim might need stitches. Wash it off with soap and warm water, bandage it up, and take them to the emergency room as soon as possible. Now, some safety tips to prevent cuts is unplug the food processor when loading, emptying or changing the blades. Okay, you don't want that plugged in. Keep knives sharp. Dull knives require too much force to operate and they can slip and cause cuts. Use the right knife for the job. Okay, and also, don't use a knife with a pry bar. It doesn't work. You will cut yourself. When cutting, slice down and away from your hand and body. Keep your fingers and thumbs out of the cutting line. Carry knives with the cutting edge angled slightly away from your body and the tip pointed down at all times. If you hand a knife to somebody, make sure that you hand it to them with the handle first. I don't know how many times I've had to tell my kids that, especially when I was raising my children, this is how you hand a knife to somebody. I refuse, simply. Flat out, I will refuse to take a knife if you don't hand it to me with the handle first. That's kind of weird when you do it to an adult. You just look at him, okay, how are you going to hand me a knife? Don't place knives near the edge of a countertop. Children love to run around. And usually as they get older, their eyes are right at the countertop level. Don't want to do that. Focus on the job at hand and don't become distracted when using a knife. I don't care what Aunt Sally did this year. You want to focus on what you're doing. If you drop it, let it fall. Don't try and reach out and catch a falling knife or glassware by that fact. People cut themselves. I don't know how many times I've seen the people in the emergency room with the knife just still hanging in their hand. Alright? Don't catch it. Let it fall. Get a new one. Some more kitchen safety tips. Prevent slip, trips, and falls by monitoring the kitchen at all times. If you spill something, clean it up. Dress for cooking with safety in mind. Choose low heels, secure shoes with non-slip soles, and enclosed toes. I don't know how many times I see someone drop a pot on their foot. It's got to hurt. Granted, I've never done it. Knock on wood. I'm knocking on my head here. That's because everyone calls me a blockhead. I've never dropped a pot on my foot, but I can imagine how much that has to hurt. I probably can break a toe or two. Don't rush. Take short steps. Pick up trash and food scraps that fall to the floor and wipe up spills promptly. Be alert for potential collisions with others, especially at doorways and around the stove. They always get congested around there. When passing someone who might not see you, let them know that you're behind them. Hey, I'm here. You know, get your attention somehow. Tap them on the shoulder, whatever you got to do. The kitchen can get extremely hot, so be aware of heat illness. Yes, you can get heat stroke while being in the kitchen. Drink plenty of water and make sure that you take an occasional break out of the area. But also remember that somebody has to be in that area for monitoring that kitchen. Also, pet safety during the holidays. You know, Thanksgiving brings health hazards to dogs and other pets as well as humans. Don't give turkey bones to pets. Turkey bones and other bird bones are hollow. That's how they fly, which makes them likely to splinter. This can cause tears in the animal's esophagus, stomach, or intestines. Fatty holiday foods like turkey skin and gravy can contribute to pancreatitis for the animal. More pets are brought to the vets with pancreatitis after their owners have fed them, after their owners have had a party or fed them some food during a holiday dinner. Be careful about leaving chocolate candies out or kids dropping candy on the floor. Chocolate can cause illness and even death to dogs when a dog ingests it. In addition, dogs shouldn't be fed grapes, raisins, onions, alcohol, or anything with caffeine. It is also important to keep the string used to tie the turkey legs and other food wrappers out of the reach of pets, so don't let them get into the garbage. Dogs also tend to be excited when there's a lot of people in the house. When they are excited, they often eat too quickly, and this can lead to bloating, a very dangerous condition for a dog. Feed your dogs before the guests arrive, and don't let them come too active before or after eating, if you want to protect your pet. Now here's one I want to talk about, is the deep frying hazards of deep frying turkeys. Every year there seems to be a problem out there. Everybody want to deep fry a turkey. Alright, outdoor gas-fueled turkey fryers cook up juicy turkeys in a fraction of the time it takes to roast one in an indoor oven. However, the NFPA, the National Fire Protection Association, discourages the residential use of turkey fryers because this poses an enormous risk of injury or death. Outdoor fryers heat gallons of cooking oil to a very high temperature to cook the turkey. The risk of the oil being spilled is significant and the injuries resultant can be severe. The fryer is often bumped or tipped over when a turkey is put in or taken out, presenting a greater risk for oil to splash or spill. Outdoor fryers that come with a stand poses a greater risk of tipping because they're higher up. So the center of balance is off a bit. When you put a turkey in, if it overflows, that grease is flammable. Once it gets to the flames, it will combust. The oil is heated to such a high temperature, 350 degrees or more, for frying, the vapors can ignite also. resulting in a fire. Cooking oil is combustible, and if it's heated beyond its cooking temperature, the vapors will ignite. This is a fire danger separate from the burn danger inherent to hot oil. If you use a turkey fryer during rain or high winds, the risk of injury is increased. When rain hits hot oil, the oil can splash and turn to steam, which can cause severe burns. Numerous fires are ignited when fryers are moved indoors or into a garage to keep the appliance out of the rain. You are moving hot oil, and you're going to have a problem. Moving the turkey from the fryer to the serving plate presents another chance of contact with hot oil. Because the turkey was in the oil is still on the turkey. The approximate 5 gallons of oil in these devices introduce additional level of hazards to deep frying cooking, as does the size and weight of the turkey, which must be slowly lowered into and raised out of large quantities of hot oil. Many turkeys are purchased frozen, and this may also, and they may not be fully thawed out when cooking begins. This is also going to cause you another problem. As with rainy days, a defrosting turkey creates a risk of contact with hot cooking oil. Once that thing starts to defrost, you've got water in your cooking oil. There's a new outdoor turkey cooking appliance that does not use oil. The NFPA believes it should be considered as an alternative. The NFPA also understands that this appliance will be listed by the recognized testing laboratories. Never leave oil under heat unattended. If you're going to deep fry, never leave the fryer. Never overfill the fryer with oil or food. And also, one last thing. Cool the oil before you move it. Once you're done cooking, it's not over with yet. You have to let the oil cool down before you move it. Check our website at cspdb.com for some instructional videos and other hazard videos on our website. You know, thinking about all that high oil and the grease, how do you put out a grease fire? Grease fires happen when collections of oil or grease on the stove, oven, or fryer get hot enough to ignite. Grease fires are extremely dangerous because the fuel source, the grease, is a liquid and easily splashed. Grease fires burn very hot and can quickly spread to cabinets or other flammable areas in the kitchen. The most important thing you can do to prevent a fire in the kitchen is to stay put. The NFPA reports that unattended cooking is the leading cause of home cooking fires, so stay by the stove and be prepared for flames. Now, if you have a grease fire, start evacuating everyone from the building. Do not put water on a grease fire. And fires can spread extremely fast and can overwhelm victims in minutes. Call 911 and put a rag on top of the flames. You want to separate the flames from the heating source. If it gets out of hand, get out of the house, call 911. Also, grease fires can be smothered by baking soda, so you should have some baking soda readily available and a fire extinguisher readily available when you're cooking during the holiday season. You don't want to put water on a grease fire because, like I said, you're going to spread it, and you don't want to try and carry the fire outside. I've seen people do that. Try and carry the fire. Just leave it. That's going to cause splashing, and that's going to cause fire to go everywhere. I was in an industrial kitchen one day, and a pan caught on fire. And the cook tried to move the pan to get it to the sink. And what he did is when he got too hot for his hand, he threw it, and the wall caught on fire. And trust me, a minor fire now turned into a major fire because we had a wall involved. So don't try and carry it. It will not work. And if you get your clothes on fire during this, remember, stop, drop, and roll to extinguish them. If you have a fire extinguisher, and I highly suggest a fire extinguisher and a fire alarm in around the kitchen area. Now, don't put the fire alarm in the kitchen area because you will set it off all the time. But it should be close to it. Have a fire extinguisher in the kitchen at all times during the holiday seasons. If something goes wrong, if Murphy's Law takes effect, you will have a way to put out the fire.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team, preparing one person, one community, one country at a time, providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support, health care, and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hatteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. Or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper. Have you ever wanted to make sure you had the right news? You want to avoid all that hassle of going through fluff piece after fluff piece and politician talking about another politician? Well, you can. Visit Prepper Podcast Radio Network News, PPRNnews.com. We're the number one site for preppers to get their news. You want to know about the tyranny going on in the world? PPRNnews.com. You want to know about disaster? PPRNnews.com. From disaster, finance, extreme weather, tyranny, the unrest in the Middle East, in America, in Asia, we are the number one source that people come to get the news that matters most to preppers. The Prepper Podcast Radio Network News. Visit us today, put us on your favorite, and visit us often. I guarantee you will not be sorry.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new sponsorship from foodinsurance.com. We have looked all around at emergency food suppliers, and foodinsurance.com has become one of the most dependable and trustworthy food vendors out there. Foodinsurance.com is even offering all Common Sense Preparedness listeners special access to exclusive deals by clicking on the foodinsurance.com banner that appears on our website or by visiting foodinsurance.com/commonsense. Common Sense Preparedness finds it an honor to recommend foodinsurance.com to our listeners.
Now here's a new song from Matt Fitzgibbons from his newest album called Entitled.
Seems like a thousand years since we had real fears, but the old ones won't forget. These broken levee walls had a few close calls, but they haven't fallen yet. And you know the rain's coming, the rain's coming. All your days and all your nights, it brings a storm on you. When the sun beats down and it bakes the ground, you watch the rich land die. Such a vicious drought, even hope's in doubt. But there are no clouds in the sky. But you know the rain's coming, the rain's coming. brings a storm on you. When you feel the first drop fall, when it kisses your skin, the storm will begin to bring with it promise of change. When you hear the thunder roll, the lightning's begun, the puddles will come to wash out the things that remain.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Block Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDB.com. Welcome back to Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program. Remember, a wise man prepares for the darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Tune in to Common Sense Preparedness at CSPDB.com. Now let's talk some food safety tips for Thanksgiving Day. When you're shopping, buy your turkey preferably 1 or 2 days before you cook it. Pick up the turkey, dairy, and eggs just before checking out. Bag the frozen turkey or keep it separate from fresh produce. You don't want to cross-contaminate. Avoid buying fresh stuffed turkeys. That doesn't seem to be a really good idea. Now, when you're storing a turkey or perishable foods, store the turkey in a freezer if you bought it earlier in the month. Keep turkeys in the refrigerator if cooking within 24 to 48 hours. Keep the turkey in its package in a pan to keep any juices from getting into fresh produce or vegetables. You don't want to cross-contaminate, remember that. Refrigerated store-bought pumpkin pies immediately after buying them. Now, thawing the turkey safely. Wash your hands with soap and water before handling the turkey or any food. There are 3 ways to defrost a turkey safely. Defrost turkeys in the refrigerator at 40 degrees, approximately 24 hours, for every 4 to 5 pounds of the turkey. So if you've got a 20-pound turkey, you're going to want to use approximately 4 days to defrost that turkey in the refrigerator. Submerge a turkey in its original package in a pan of cold water, enough to cover the whole turkey. Change the water every 30 minutes and allow 30 minutes thawing for every pound. Cook the turkey immediately afterwards. Remove any packaging and keep turkey in a microwave-safe pan to catch any of the juices. Thaw in the microwave oven. Cook the turkey immediately after thawing in the microwave oven. Note, microwave ovens may vary their temperature. Be sure to check the manual for the minutes per pound and power level to be used for defrosting. You have to look at that. It's not like you're doing a cup of ramen. Remove any giblets from the turkey cavity and cook them separately. Now, preparing food safely, well, wash your hands with soap and water again. You don't want to cross-contaminate. Make sure working areas and surfaces, utensils, and plates are also clean.
I don't know how many times I've seen people with the same knife go and cook two different items. You can't do that. You will contaminate yourself. Use separate cutting and chopping boards for meats and for fruits and vegetables. Avoid putting cooked food on cutting boards and that have touched raw food. Avoid wrapping your hands. Avoid wiping your hands that have touched raw food on dish towels, because you're going to use the same dish towel. Then you're going to contaminate yourself again. Keep raw foods away from vegetables and side dishes that are not going to be cooked. Now, cooking food safely. Stuffing a turkey is not recommended. Cook the stuffing separately. Use a food thermometer. You can't tell the turkey is cooked simply by looking at it. And don't rely on that little white and red thing on the side of the turkey. Sometimes they do not pop. So you need to have a food thermometer. Check to make sure every part of the turkey reaches a minimum internal temperature of 165 degrees Fahrenheit. Even if your turkey has a pop-up thermometer indicator, check the innermost parts of the turkey, of the thigh and the wing, and the thickest part of the breast. Let turkey stand for 20 minutes before carving to allow juices to set. Stuffing should also reach a minimum temperature of 165. Any dishes containing eggs should be cooked to reach an internal temperature of 160. Use a separate clean spoon whenever tasting food from a pot. Do not use spoon for stirring, then to taste. And you know what? I see this on the cooking shows all the time. I guess the Food Network or whatever it is. Someone will taste the food and then use it to stir. Now, I don't want your spit on my food, because it's exactly what you've just done. So make sure you have a separate spoon. Now, serving food safely, keep cold foods cold and hot foods hot. Remember that one. Keep the pumpkin pie and any cold desserts in the refrigerator at 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Use clean serving spoons for each dish. Wash hands with soap and water before handling food or eating. Don't go cooking and then start eating without washing your hands. Carve the turkey with a clean carving knife and a fork, and a clean fork at that. Now, here's another one that most people mess up on. Storing leftovers safely. Store leftover food within 2 hours after serving, including pumpkin pie. Use several shallow storage containers to store leftover food. Store in a refrigerator if eaten leftovers within 3 days. Label and date it. Keep it in the freezer for longer storage, and remember to label and date that. I know for my family, when we have Thanksgiving, we have a couple of days of turkey sandwiches and da-da-da. Don't let it go over 3 days. For more information on any of this, please visit us on cspdb.com. You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-DB, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at cspdb.com.
This is James Smith, the Covert Prepper, telling you about the Covert Prepper Show. If you want to learn how to hide your food, your weapons, your water, your dear-needed medical supplies, then tune in onto Blog Talk Radio. Look for Prepper Podcast Radio Network. Look for the Covert Prepper. I'm there 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Central Time, Saturday nights, where you can listen to me tell you how I figured out how I can hide my stuff. I share this with you. And I'm also undergoing a series called 300 Days to Doomsday. This is where I get people ready to, well, be ready for a doomsday. That doomsday could be the end of the world, or it could be simply as, well, you lose your job, or even worse than that, you lose your number one provider, your spouse. So listen in and visit www.thecovertprepper.com today.
This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Health Operation Team. Preparing one person, one community, one country at a time. Providing awareness, education, training, resources, and medical support. Health care and emergency preparedness planning, both domestic and international. Please go to their website at www.hoteam.org, hotteam.org, and see where they have been, where they are, and where they're going. or give them a call at 678-431-8914. Once again, that is 678-431-8914. And let them know you heard it on Common Sense Preparedness. Also, follow them on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. That's hotteam.org, your source for helping individuals, families, businesses, and communities be safer and healthier. This portion of Common Sense Preparedness is being sponsored by Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems. Rocky Mountain Survival Gear is now the sole U.S. distributor of Pure Hydration Water Purification Systems, which uses no chemicals, has no wait time, and can be filled from any natural water source. The purifier eliminates pathogens, viruses, bacteria, chemicals, heavy metals, fecal matter, sediment, bad taste, and odors, and quickly turns potentially contaminated water into safe and clean drinking water. Pure Hydration offers their purifiers in 6 different personal carrier modules for every outdoor endeavor. For more information, contact Rocky Mountain Survival Gear at www.rockymountainsurvivalgear.com or give them a call at 720-244-9701. Once again, that number is 720-244-9701.
Common Sense Preparedness would like to announce our new sponsorship from foodinsurance.com. We have looked all around at emergency food suppliers, and foodinsurance.com has become one of the most dependable and trustworthy food vendors out there. Foodinsurance.com is even offering all Common Sense Preparedness listeners special access to exclusive deals by clicking on the foodinsurance.com banner that appears on our website or by visiting foodinsurance.com/commonsense. Common Sense Preparedness finds it an honor to recommend foodinsurance.com to our listeners.
You are listening to Common Sense Preparedness, American Readiness Program. We are broadcasting and can be heard on PrepperPodcast.com, KPRN-TV, Blog Talk Radio, Stitcher Radio, BBS Radio, and at our website at CSPDV.com. Common Sense Preparedness, an American Readiness Program, and our holiday safety crime prevention tips. Christmas is one of the highest crime times of the year. The following precautions can help you ensure the safety of you and your family. Before you go shopping, avoid carrying a purse. Use a fanny pack or deep pockets in clothing to carry what you need. Carry small amounts of cash. Carry your keys, cash, credit cards separate from each other. Wallet in the front pocket. Ensure your cell phone is fully charged before going to the store. Shop during daylight hours when possible. Avoid shopping alone. There is safety in numbers. While shopping, if you have to carry a purse, carry it close to your body and always zipped. Put the purse flap against your body and holding it with your arm. Wearing a purse under your coat. Park strategically close to the store is optimal. Park in well-lit areas. Never park next to a van. Know exactly where you park. Make a mental note of it. Make sure you lock your car. Now, while shopping, constantly pay attention to what's going on around you. When hurried or in a crowded shop, make sure you get all forms of ID and credit card returned to you before you leave. Be aware of strangers accidentally bumping into you. Avoid carrying large packages that block your vision. Consolidate as many packages as possible. Consider having your purchases delivered to your home. Ask if the store will provide a security escort to your vehicle. Now, after shopping, leave the mall store well before closing time. Avoid shopping until you are exhausted. You are more alert when you are less tired. Have your keys in your hand before you go to the car. Hold one of the keys in between your fingers in case you are attacked and you have to fight off your attacker. Do not use your automobile door locks to locate your car. No undue attention. Check underneath it as you approach it. Check the back seat of your vehicle before you get into it. When going to the store, from store to store, keep your packages out of sight and in your trunk. So some home security. Keep gifts hidden from view through outside windows. After opening gifts, break down cardboard boxes of expensive electronics in fancy stores and put them in plastic bags to hide the fact that you have valuable items in your home. Happy holidays from Common Sense Preparedness and HE Safety Consultants. Well, that about does it for this episode of Common Sense Preparedness. If you want to follow any information that you heard on this radio program or any other information, follow us at cspdb.com. And remember, a wise man prepares for a darkness while a fool plays. Don't get caught playing. Listen to Common Sense Preparedness at cspdb.com.
Is using both hands. Founders knew the Second Amendment was the final one to keep, to hold our other rights intact so we'd never become sheep. Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, and Pol Pot, they told us things that you never forgot. Teach your lessons to your daughters and sons. The fear of the government, the fear is your guns. Now the new world order crew, well, they're making their demands. Don't feel safe if you are wrong. You say gun control is using both hands. Using both hands.